Hello, people. Buck here. Buck's podcast. Like, subscribe, follow. No, it's up to you. If you wanna, if you don't, who cares? Saying, you know, let's do another UFO story. This one says cylinder object over Germany, 27th May, 1943. On the night of the 27th May, 1943, RAF Sergeant Pilot G.N. Cockcroft from Bradford, West Yorkshire, then based at RAF Little Rinningston, Gloucestershire, number 6 P AFU Pilots Advanced Flying Unit. Oh, these guys knew how to do fly. They're trained into doing different maneuvers and stuff. Found himself second to number 77 Squadron 4 Group Bomber Commando stationed in Evelington, near York, taking part in an air making raid over Essence, Germany, which involved dropping incendiaries on targets by lead bombers to illuminate the target. Okay. The first wave had already bombed the general target area. Now, all light, 2 or 3 minutes before the final runway, at approximately 18,700 feet, we saw in front, but slightly to the port, at about the same height, a long cylinder object, silver, golden color, very sharp, defined, hanging in the sky at an angle of approximately 45 degrees, showing a number of eventually spaced portholes along its length. The first person to sight the object was Sergeant Pilot Ray Smith of the Royal Canadian Air Force. I think the first reaction of most was the amazement, because the object just had no right to be there. After a very short space of time, about 20-30 seconds, it suddenly began to move, and retaining its altitude, climbing rapidly until it vanished from sight. The speed it intended seemed to us completely incredible, moving at thousands of miles per hour as it accelerated, and the outlaw became more blurred and the shape foreshortened. The size is more difficult to judge, but it was very large, certainly much bigger than our own aircraft, apparently at least as long as a king-size cigarette or a small cigar at arm's length. We then completed out bombing run and returned to base. The intelligence officer debriefing us was given a description of the object, but were unable to judge what importance was attached to it. Quite frankly, it was just another unusual phenomenon, which, since apparently harmless, was of far less importance than the other wartime hazards. Despite the investigations made by the authorities on both sides, no satisfactory answer was ever found for the appearance of these curious light flight phenomenon, described as looking like flying silver bullet discs in Christmas trees, often seen pacing the aircraft in precise formations. Wow, that's different. So that's one story there. Again, you know, there's no confirmation that the report was taken, but nothing was ever came of the story, actually, because, you know, it's just something that they try to cover up and saying that, you know, you didn't see what you said you seen, and if you do, you more likely would be grounded. So, like this story, you know, I got tons of these UFO stories I like to get on, since I was gained permission to put these stories on. And do you like what you hear? And if you're a hockey player, remember, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.